rock. Hearing her story jars memory back to those jagged nights, waiting for the driver to run his game, pacing half-pumped, half-charged, a delirious dance of lines and spoons, heart-throbbing, vein-popping rituals gone bad. In my dream, she disappears upstairs with him, while I'm driving in the rain, his two dogs panting after the car. I see them in the window. He's laughing, his tongue in her ear, her hand down his pants. In the next frame, beside an eclipsed moon, a troupe of Romanian dancers skim the razor, tumbling through hoops on fire, smoke and shattered glass, balancing ballet with terror. There are dogs barking and orange blossoms. Only after the unmistakable screech of rubber churning on asphalt brings me back can I be sure I'm alone. Chasing shadows down alleys will toughen my resolve. Will anyone repair the lights? Whose mistake was it anyway? Will you be sure to write? I've only $40 left and a sink full of dirty silver. Can't you see the walls are closing in? Watch out. We're not alone, are we? In the penultimate frame, a magician in a black greatcoat wills a snake to slither from the mouth of his young assistant. She has green eyes and flicks her spirited tongue in my direction. The light is still lit, and I can see her. She's on top now, and sucking his cock, while he deftly peels a pear, letting its amber skin fall in tight coils on her bobbing hair. A queen bee settles in the palm of my hand, driving her spike to muscle. Will dinner be late? Who's left to take stock? Will there be enough time to say goodbye? In the last frame, a tanker steals from the dock and is soon out of sight. If I listen closely, I can still hear the faint beat of cormorants and gulls trailing in the fog.